Lightworkers Unite is a podcast and social show hosted by intuitive women, lightworkers, and most importantly, friends, Mayuman Manjeet. Welcome to our podcast, where we believe there is a lightworker within all of us.
Whether you are a medium, an educator, or a nuclear technologist, there's a lightworker within you, and we have work to do.
This is a call to action.
Let's get into it.
Let's get into it. Manjeet.
Hi.
Hi, how's it going, love? How are you?
I'm great. I'm really good. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling pretty darn good. I'm actually thinking I'm grateful that that full blue moon has passed. I think it messed me up because I like him again.
Oh, that's nice.
My mother-in-law's listening. No, really, Manjeet.
That's awesome.
I feel good. I feel like energized, like I'm in yang. I was in yin last week, and, you know, the last couple of weeks. So,
yeah. And you've been busy. You've got some events coming up.
I do. I have one this Wednesday. I'm very excited. My next sacred circle coming up. The topic is power of thought. Maybe I should move my mic a little closer. Is power of thought. And I'm really excited about this group. And who knows what, we're just going to kind of dive into it a little bit and talk about how powerful our thoughts are and how they can lead us in the right direction or lead us astray. And then I have a new meditation meetup series coming up. I haven't really nailed it down details yet of how often I'm going to do it and what time, but I'm waiting to hear some feedback from the group currently to see what we'll do. And I'm trying to see if maybe I don't know how I feel about this. Maybe put it live or online to see if anyone wants to. I don't know yet. I'm a chicken.
I know. But yeah, you've been talking about going live for a while. So I think that's, I know. It's calling you.
I know. How about you? What's going on with you? You have something.
I got a couple things I'm doing on November 22nd, which is a Sunday. It's a 2-hour, we call it a yoga mosa with Carly. So it's
an hour. I love those.
I know. They're so much fun. Obviously now we're doing it remote. We used to do them at the Blue Water Distillery. Right. But now we're doing them remotely. So it's an hour of yoga and then an hour of coaching around a certain topic. And this month we're actually going to be accessing our power.
Ooh.
So looking at
that word again.
Yeah. Power chakra. Yeah. So she's going to do a lot of core, you know, stable work with that. Just really kind of accessing our intuition and our power, our self-power, self-worth.
Yeah.
We know a lot about that when we did we're going to be launching our, chakra workshop online here in the new year. So, this will be, if people like this, they're going to love our 8-week online course.
Yeah. But, I'm excited.
So that's on Sunday, the 22nd. And then I have, of course, my intuitive circle coming up on December 3rd. So that's a little bit further down the road, but that's going to be, that one's about a reboot. That's a spiritual reboot. And we're going to, I've been thinking about it, asking my guides what that's going to be about. Cause it seems kind of strange. Like, what is a spiritual reboot? You know, what is that? But
what is it? Do you want to share?
I think what it's gonna, it, what I keep, that keeps coming to me is going into the Akashic realm and blasting some of our limiting belief systems. So it's going to be about what's been holding us back, healing, and then what is the path moving into 2021? Because 2021, man, we got a new year.
Oh boy, do we ever. I mean, that might be, yes, do we ever.
Yes.
A great little election. Our interlude, our segue. How about speaking of the election, for all you listeners out there, Manjeet and I were a little wary whether or not we wanted to even bring it up because it's a touchy subject for everyone. It feels like this election has really tapped into all kinds of feelings, emotions, opinions, beliefs. And we, of course, recognize and respect all of you, everyone's, of where they're at in this. Mm-hmm. We do not judge here. So it does mean that a lot of emotions are out there. whether people realize it or not, and myself included, lots of emotions. And that's where I think the topic of our podcast today kind of falls in alignment with that, our power of thought.
Yeah. Yeah. It's quite timely, isn't it? It's quite, quite perfect actually, because there's such a powerful energy out there. And what I think what I'm feeling in the thought dimension, right? The fourth dimension there, that universal consciousness, is such a conflicting feeling. You know, people are either really super relieved or they're really, really scared.
Yes.
You know, it's, or they're really mad. So it's like
lots of anger. And like I've always said, fear and anger are the two lowest frequencies, vibrations you can be at, and they feed each other. And typically when anger shows up, it's because we're in fear mode of something, right? And our reaction is anger or vice versa. So there's a lot of fear, there's a lot of anger, which is not good for our country. It's not good for all of us to be in that. It really does lower our frequency. And that's when people make bad, poor decisions and say things that they probably shouldn't say, or kind of reacting from an emotion and their heart and not really paying attention to what their thoughts are or their thoughts are ruling them. So it's hard. I think it's hard. And what's really hard, and not that this is something we need to really get deeply into, is having friends and family members. I mean, I have family members that are not on the same page as me. And so I find that really difficult, where in the past it was never an issue. So that's why this election is such a, is really different from all the rest.
I think that, this, it, you know, we had, I think, a president who was believed to govern one way, you know, and if you resonated with that frequency and that style, then that becomes your truth. That becomes the way you want to live your life. And, but it's also so polarizing that if it's not the way you want to live your life and they aren't your fundamental beliefs or the way you speak, then it's a repellent. So it's like people were really repelled by our previous president, you know? And so, but so many people were attracted to that. And there's a lot of, and either side can't understand the other. Like, I can't understand how you would, you know, be attracted to that. And, you know, how they don't understand why, you know, somebody would be repelling it. You know, they just feel like.
It is. It's mind blowing. And then I always. What's that?
It's very, very divisive. Sorry. Yeah.
Extremely. And I don't like that icky feeling.
I don't either.
I don't like it at all. I find that I really have to get control of my thoughts and be mindful of, okay, how am I choosing to react? Right. So if my body might say this, or my heart and my emotions get in there, but if I really sit and think about it, like, okay, ma'am, you need to really, you know, take a breath and get mindful and realize that I come back to, we're all one, we're all beings of light having a human experience. And we have different geographies and different makeup and different skin color and different parents and different conditions and beliefs that all make up who we are. But to the core of it, we're all the same. So I have to remember that, like, hey, and in the work that I do, when I'm talking to spirit and I'm talking to loved ones who've crossed over being a medium, they don't show up with a flag, you know, saying, you know, no. And they're not saying, I'm over here on this, I'm way on the left, or you know, they none of that shows up.
That's awesome.
There's no skin color. There's no race. There's no gender, to be honest with you. They'll tell me who they were in this life, but when they appear, it's really, all I feel is their unconditional love and the bliss that they are experiencing, and all of that washes away. That's tied to the human experience, right? We don't take that with us. So anyway, off topic, but getting back to the power of thought, I've had to really be mindful and say, okay, here, let's really think about this, you know, and how can I control my thoughts so that I can stay in a high vibration and stay in alignment with who I really am.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, there it lies, the conundrum, right? Like what is the conundrum, right? It's like you're this very spiritually connected person connecting on this other dimension, this like with, you know, these beings that they don't worry about race and color and all that kind of stuff, right? And yeah. So you're living in that world for a lot of your time in life. And yeah. then you get sucked into like this really dense, you know, human, you know, experience, this human experience that can be very, very challenging. Yes. And I think that is where the bridge is, you know, between these two worlds. Like the way you were talking about it was so profound for me, because that is exactly how do we bridge that? How do we bridge that gap between those two things? And, right. and I think the power of thought is part of that. I think that is, it might be one of the keys, you know, how are we thinking? Yeah. What are we focusing our attention on? And how are we allowing our brains to create pathways that, do they serve us? Do they not?
Right. Well, right. Yeah, I like that. So let's talk about the power of thought in the form that it takes when it's self-talk or the inner critic. Mm-hmm. Like, let's talk about that. What are your thoughts on, well, I don't know. Do you have an inner critic, Manji?
Girl.
I know, right?
Yeah. I'm just like, I'm like, girl, I'm a coach. Like, that's all we talk about. No, I'm kidding. No, but it is definitely front of mind for me, because this is something that, you know, I talk to a lot of clients about, you know, those inner critics that block us.
Yes.
It's those limiting belief systems that block us from reaching our true potential. Mm-hmm. Right. And so when I'm when I'm working with a client and we start hearing their inner critics, you can't help but like reflect on, oh shit, I say that all the time.
All the time.
You know, like, uh-huh. You know, like, oh, there's no way. Like, so do you want to hear what my inner critic says?
I do. Please tell me. Because I'm curious. Like, I'm wondering if it'll be the same as mine, or like if you worry about other things. Is yeah, I'm curious.
Well, I mean, there's different kinds, but the big ones that come to mind, like just off the top of my head, is, oh, you're so chunky. You're out of shape. You're fat. You're not pretty enough. Like, you're not aesthetically appealing. Like, you know, just like you've gained so much weight, and like, we're just really hard on, I'm really hard on myself for that. I really am. And I am, obviously, a lot of, you know, I'm a breast cancer survivor. I've been like forced menopause. So like my whole body is like saying, what the fuck? I was on
to my sister
overnight. Yeah. And so my body, you know, is dealing with that.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
my inner critic is not as relentless about that, you know?
Yeah, I'm okay. So, well, first of all, you're beautiful just the way you are. I mean, much more about, I mean, you are so beautiful. And it is interesting to hear someone who is so confident and beautiful and smart and savvy and dynamic to have that kind of inner voice, right? That those thoughts do show up for you. And I think it's true across the board. And I do think maybe, and maybe this is a generalization, that it's more so for women than men, but
sure.
Mine is the same. My weight has yo-yoed and it's struggled, you know, with it since my dad died, just up and down. And there are horrible things I say to myself. And one of the things that I've been trying to change is my first thought of the morning, the first thought of the day in the morning. So I get up, and as I walk to my bathroom in the morning, there's a mirror that's down the hall facing me, so I can see myself walking towards it. I tell you, I've been working on this so hard to say, good morning, beautiful, or good morning, lovely, or good morning, me, or something. Good morning, you. Mm-hmm. Instead of going, oh my God, what the look, oh, you are disgusting. Like the things that I'll say is like, oh, like, oh, horrible. And then also, man, I can't believe I'm saying this on air. My hands will immediately go to my tummy. So I've had 3 C-sections. Okay.
Yeah.
And all my stretch marks are below my belly button. Thank goodness, but they're still there. And yeah. That's where I gain most of my weight is in my belly. So yeah. When I'm walking, I immediately put my hands to my belly and I say horrible things like, oh, look at this freaking blah, 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 right? As I touch it and I put all my attention to it. So of course I have learned, I'm like, oh my God, of course, all my attention's going there. All my thoughts are going to my stomach and they're all negative, mean, inner critic, self-loathing. Oh, I'm fat. Oh God, I wish I could cut this off. I mean, those horrible, true things that you say to yourself, like almost shameful. How could anyone love me looking like this? How can anyone take me seriously looking like this? And those are terrible things. So I've tried to, especially when you're teaching and talking to clients too, about being positive, like when I'm walking there, I really have to be mindful to when I touch my stomach. I don't know why. It's just automatic. I don't know why. Yeah. Is to like rub it and say, I love you. Like, I love my body. Yes, you're part of me. These are my war wounds for having 3 babies. And just look in the mirror and say, good morning, sunshine. And I'll look better later. I don't know. But it's a terrible way to wake up. Right?
No, yeah, I love that there's a couple really powerful things there that you said. It's like, I think number one is acknowledging that verbiage, that thought process. Number one is acknowledging that, right? Saying, oh, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
And this is really, I think, step one in really being mindful about what our thoughts are. Mm-hmm. So I congratulate you on that. Like just, being really acknowledging this is what I'm saying to myself. I'm holding my tummy.
Uh-huh.
And then you're in a powerful place to shift that, right? And that's what you're doing. It sounds like you're kind of what I call in coaching, flipping the script. You're saying, what can I say instead of that? Right. What are my,
right.
That's going to be empowering. That's going to make me feel like I've had 3 beautiful babies. Fuck this shit. I'm beautiful, man. Like my body is a temple. Like you are gorgeous and you're so, so beautiful. I wish people could see you right now, even with her big fluffy vest. She looks so cute.
I'm so cold. I'm always so cold.
I know, me too.
Blanket, vest. You're so sweet.
I just love that. I love that you're kind of identifying, creating that awareness around it. And that's, I think, a call to action for our audience too, right? That with the power of your thoughts, if we don't aren't aware of what we're saying, then how do we change it to serve us? We can't do that.
And that's the thing about, and that's the thing about negative self-talk, that inner critic, it happens almost subconsciously where it's become a habit where we are saying the same things over and over, and we're not aware that we're saying these things over and over. So another power of thought that I've been trying to teach my girls. So my oldest, Melina, is 18. She's a driver, right? She's a very confident driver, always has been. She just was really excited about driving.
Yeah.
My Amanda, my middle, is not so confident and she gets scared. And she's asked me questions like, Mom, do you think I'm going to be a good driver? Aww. I mean, shit, what am I going to say? Yeah. Oh, hell no, girl. I'm going to say, this is what I said to her. Right or wrong or indifferent. I said, of course you are, honey. First of all, you're an athlete. You're very coordinated. So your hand-eye coordination is going to be spot on. I said, plus you're a Varnell and we Varnells are good drivers. So it's in your blood.
Oh, I love that.
She's like, really? I mean, yeah. So I told her it's in your blood. Yeah, of course you are. You're going to be. And then it kind of, I mean, again, little nice white light, but it was, again, her, the thought, right?
Yeah. It's a power of suggestion, right? It's so, and she's so ripe and ready. I think that's like part two of this, like the inner critic, right? It's like the first awareness. And that second piece that you're talking about is that reprogramming, right?
Reprogramming,
like,
yeah.
I was saying, flip the script. Like, that's what you're doing with her. You're saying, you know, you've got this.
Yeah.
You are capable. You are strong. You are, you know, capable of making good decisions, you know? And I think that's awesome. It's like, you know, you're building her ammunition in her brain to say, yeah, there is an alternative to what you're currently thinking, my
I
darling.
I want to connect some neurons in there.
Yeah, girl.
Like, listen, yes, you are. Yeah. And I have said this before. Would you rather get into a car with a driver who says, oh girl, God, I've been driving for years. I know the road's like the back of my heart. Hop in, you know, buckle up, we're good. Or would you rather hop in with a driver that says, oh my God, I'm the worst driver ever. And I just feel, I know I'm going to get into an accident. I just know I'm going to get into an accident. So again, you're like the things that we say to ourselves and our belief. So
yeah,
I think it's hard. We have insecurities. We have the inner critic. We have negative self-talk, but those thoughts that are happening without us even speaking. See, that's, we're talking about the ones that we say out loud, but think about all the thoughts that are never being said in a room full of women. When someone walks in who's hot and you know, who steals the room and all eyes are on her. What's most of the things that are going on in the women's minds? Mm-hmm. Some women are be like, oh God, look at her. Who does she think she is? Mm-hmm. And then there's thoughts that are like, wow, she's really powerful and confident, beautiful. Or it's as simple as, oh God, I love that dress. Mm-hmm. You know, who knows? But I think we women just take it for granted that it's all negative.
Yeah.
Or you know what I'm saying? I don't even know if we're on topic here, but I just, the thoughts that are not being said are so powerful.
Yeah, no, I think that's really valid. I think that's kind of like, you know, our topic of the power of thought, you know, like what are we focusing our attention on? So I think that is spot on. And like, maybe that's what this is about, is just creating that awareness around what are the things that I'm saying to myself that are creating my reality.
Oh, definitely.
You know, like I, you know, I know so many women who say, I'm bad at math. I'm bad at math and bad at math. And they have said that to themselves. And are you one of these women?
Yes. In fact, I am. Just because I'm Asian doesn't mean I'm good at math.
But you know, this is, and it might really be that you aren't, but I also wonder, right, how much of that becomes that self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yes, it becomes your reality.
Yeah, you are one of the smartest women that I know. You're very, very clever, electronically, yes, marketing, like all kinds of stuff. You know, like you're very, very clever. But you know, when we have this programming,
yep,
you know, it also, we say we're not good at math. We believe that to be the truth. And then guess what? We're never good at math. We just aren't.
That's correct.
I obviously in nuclear medicine, I had to take some math.
Yes.
A little. but and my nuclear medicine friends out there will attest to this, like the nuclear physics and all the organic chemistry and all that crazy shit that I does not come naturally to me. Mm. I really had to really combat some of that negative talk that I thought was part of my reality, you know,
interesting.
Challenging myself to say, you know what? I mean, I was like a bio major and like an English major. Like I love writing and reading and so I'm forcing myself, you know, to go into nuclear medicine. Now, although the field is really attractive to me, I just knew I had to do all these really hard classes that I didn't have a lot of passion around or confidence in.
Right. And so I think that's self-talk.
That's part of my story with self-talk was really challenging that at a young age, you know, at 25, saying, oh my gosh, this is math that I've never seen before. Mm-hmm. I'm challenged with this. It's not in my it's not part of my natural strengths, but I had to figure out a way to think about it in a way that was like, how do I embrace the challenge?
Yeah. And how does it serve you? Because I agree. If you continue to say, And I am so guilty, like, oh, I'm horrible at math, which was much more of a defense mechanism, right? So maybe I'm not that horrible, but God, what if I don't know how to add this tip right now and everyone's looking at me. So I might as well just throw it out there. No, I'm not good at math. You know, yeah. Get myself off the hook. But then I have created this, not only do I believe it now, but so does everyone else who hears me say it.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. No, that's a great point. Mm-hmm. So I think that, you know, that's part of like that programming. Like I was like, because I knew the outcome, like if I could get through nuclear school, I'd be golden, because I knew I could do the job, because I love the job with new patients and the cameras. And like, I felt like that was, but I knew I had to like do this really hard stuff in between. And so that was part of the power of thought was,
yes,
breathe, you know, you just get through this so that you can get on the other side. Like my motivation to like, get there, you know. But yeah, when I think about it now, as I'm telling you telling you all this story, I think that was a really big eye-opening event for me to like really challenge those limiting belief systems that I kept thinking yeah, was the truth about me.
That's, you know, right.
And I did it. I made it through. I mean, yeah, some of them,
oh, way to go,
barely. I'm just saying, some of those glasses were tight.
Oh my God.
But, you know, so how about you? Do you have any stories about challenging your thoughts?
Well, so I really, as you know, I'm a huge promoter of optimism and positive thoughts and positive energy. And so anytime I hear any negative talk or someone deciding to look at the negative side of things, their thoughts will go automatically to fear. So they automatically go into, oh gosh, no, I'm probably, you know, cancer runs in my family. Mm. So I it's highly likely that I might get it in my lifetime. Oh. And me, I'm like, shut the fuck up right now. Don't you dare say those words out loud to the universe. Oh, yeah. I don't believe in that. I don't. And this is where I think I probably take it a step further and say, listen, we have the power to change our thoughts, change our beliefs, which will change our body, can change our bodies, can change the path that we're on. But again, you're fighting against negative energy too. So for the person who believes innately because they're in fear that, and they're saying their thoughts are, I'm probably going to get cancer, as opposed to someone else whose thoughts are, dude, I ain't getting cancer. There's no way, you know, and whatever their belief is, I mean, maybe their family is loaded with cancer survivors or not, and they feel like, I'm not going to get it. It's not in my field. It's not in my energy field because I don't talk about it and my thoughts don't attract it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the key that I think with power of thought. I think about what are we attracting, mm-hmm, when we're thinking about something. And we know that, not to get into law of attraction, but I don't know about you, girl, but when I was pregnant, I saw everyone who else was pregnant. Mm-hmm. I'd be walking to the grocery store and I'd see 5 pregnant women just like me. My husband talks about it too. He's like, I can't believe I'm seeing pregnant women everywhere when I was pregnant, because it's in his energy field. It's top of mind. We're thinking about pregnancy. So then we see it, and we attract it. And I think it's so powerful. And so I'm always trying to get people to, like you say, your famous phrase, you know, flip the script. Don't go there. Don't say those words out loud to the universe and offer it up so that your angels are hearing you say, oh yeah, I guess she's okay with it then, you know, and bring it. So let's change those thoughts into something more optimistic. Mm-hmm. I know people are like, oh God, babe, stop being so positive. Oh, unicorns and rainbows, right? I'm not being unrealistic. I'm just saying, why not change your thoughts to a more optimistic point of view and live in that, as opposed to living in the negative and spiraling.
Yeah. That's I agree. I think there's a, like, I mean, in, when I do my vision board workshops, that's a component of the vision boarding.
It is. I know.
It's the science of vision boarding. And we talk exactly about what you're saying. You know, we're here, you are doing this workshop on what do you want? What vision do you want to create for your future, for your life? You know, like the last workshop I did was all about your life purpose. So that's what you're focusing on,
yep.
You know, and by understanding the law of attraction, exactly what you're saying, there is a part of your brain called the reticular activating system. And that part of your brain is like a radio receiver.
Yes.
Like, you know, when you can hear your name in a crowded room. I mean, nobody says my name in a crowded room.
Or mine.
Or I'm, yeah, mine. Our names. No.
Well, unless they say, hey, you.
Yeah. I'm talking hey, about, you know, the hey, Tinas you. And the, you know, the Cheryls and the, you know, the regular names that you'll hear in a crowded room.
Yeah.
You will pick up on that, or like a whimper of a baby. You know, we, our reticular activating system, it's tuned to like, listen for those things.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what you're seeing. Like, so when you're kind of programming that,
yes,
to listen to negative things, that's what you're going to receive.
That's what you're going to receive.
That's what you get. And so, but understanding the power of thought, right? This is like neuroscience stuff.
Yes.
This is like real shit that happens. But when, you know, when, so what you're saying, you're like, oh, it's all foo fooey and, you know, unicorns and all that stuff. It is to some degree, but if you really look at it from a neurological perspective, it's real. It's
yes,
real, you know, like,
I agree.
Yeah,
I believe in it.
Change the way we're thinking about the what we're thinking about. A couple of things happen, right? When you're saying "I am," like for example, let's take the vision boarding thing. I want to have a really healthy, happy relationship. I want to meet the perfect man for me, right? So you start programming your brain to think, okay, this is the kind of guy that I really want to invite into my life.
Yes.
If you don't do that work, right? If you don't create that work, then you're not going to recognize him when he does show up in your
That's
life.
That's right.
Right. And the chances of, you know, even if he did show up, you wouldn't know him from Adam, you know? Mm-hmm. So like I think you're, you know, obviously we're in 100% agreement as always.
Yes.
That
I know. I'm like, geez, we're going to probably give our audience some contradiction maybe sometime. I doubt it. But.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's adding on the concept, you know, of like what works for you, what doesn't work for you, you know, like, you know, for me having that, it's not easy. It wasn't easy for me to go into that program that was really heavy into sciences and math. And it was hard for me to like, there were so many times when I thought to myself, I'm not smart enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think I can do this. Like, it's really fucking hard.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I've got it in me, you know, or do I have the energy to expend to do this, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I think as having this conversation, yeah, I think we're identifying that there are thoughts that people have that can be, you know, it's our job to challenge them if it doesn't serve us, but that doesn't mean it's easy all the time.
Oh. You know? Exactly. You're right, Manjeet. I agree with you. It is. It's so hard. And even us, you know, who we claim are light workers. So we're here trying to step into the light and step onto a light of positivity and optimism and looking for truth. We really have to do the work ourselves. I can't show up here. I'm sharing, of course, you know, how I feel about my body in the mornings, but overall, yeah. I mean, I've had to come to accept my body and love my body. And I need to help women love on their bodies too, because the more my thoughts change about loving my body and thanking my body and saying, you know what, I am strong. I am healthy. And I can point out other things that I like about myself and focus my thoughts on that instead of the one area that I dislike so much, right? Why let that take over? It's really interesting to be vulnerable and to recognize that, hey, we all have the self-talk.
Yeah.
Positive, negative. It's choosing which one you want to listen to and which one you want to continue to say. I want to use this little analogy because I was trying to say this to Melina, my oldest, who's a softball player, who is in these college showcase tournaments. And I said, you know, for any athlete, especially, they talk about visualization and they talk about what you're saying to yourself and being confident. When she goes up to bat, what are her thoughts? Is she saying, oh shit, I'm not going to hit this. I'm going to whiff it. Oh my God, that pitcher's got me. And I don't know what I'm doing up here. I'm such a wimpy and I haven't hit anything in days. I suck. I shouldn't be. So those things is that what she's going to show up with? Mm-hmm. Or do you show up saying, that's right, I'm here. You see me, I got this. That's right. Throw me a curveball and I'm going to visualize that ball flying out of this ballpark out there because I'm going to hit it so hard.
Yeah. So
say that to yourself, like, I am awesome. I can hit this ball, and you visualize it. So those thoughts, I mean, those are two very different at bats.
Oh, yeah.
If you come up with your thoughts of, I suck, I don't know how I'm going to do this, or the other one, like, I'm powerful and I'm strong and I've got this.
Well, and if you look at a lot of the professional athletes, that is a part of their training.
Yes.
That is part of what they
do. That's what I was telling her.
Yeah, that is exactly it. You know, like the Seahawks, man, they have a coach, a life coach. They have somebody to help them, yeah. You know, figure out where am I putting my intention right now?
Yes.
In every moment, how am I being mindful? What am I thinking? What is the play? How do I want to show up? Right? Do I want to get sacked? Do I want to, you know, they're constantly being mindful and thinking about these things. So yeah, I love that. So I hope everybody can join Mayum's awesome circle this week, because it'll
oh,
just
yes,
be an
thank
extension
you. Yes, we,
of this.
I think people. We might have a couple, I mean, I am a couple more seats. Absolutely. It's this Wednesday, which is the 11th, November 11th, 11/11.
Yay.
And it's at 7 p.m. It's via Zoom. You could go to my website, guidedgatherings.com, to sign up, or to get tickets, or you can just contact me and I'll send you a link. But this is all over Zoom because of the weather, and we'll get back to doing them in person again for those locals. But I really do love the idea of doing them over Zoom, just to reach more women who live other places. I have a couple girls from California that are joining, and I'm super excited.
Oh, yay.
But yeah, that'll be fun. And I do have one in December as well, following your gig. It's December 9th. That one's all about dreams.
Oh yeah. That's going to be fun too. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. So I think this is like maybe a challenge for our audience. I wrote down these three steps for looking at your thought processes.
Let's
number
hear
one
it.
is creating awareness, right?
Yep.
What are you thinking about? What is the inner critic saying within you that does not serve you? And then number two, I had flipped the script. So what is the alternative, right? What is the alternative that you can start seeing to yourself? We've given you lots of fun examples of different scenarios. But
different
what would
scenarios.
Work for you? You know, and I think that's the important thing with this kind of stuff, especially if you're a light worker and you're working with others that are going through the same thing, you know?
Yeah.
And then the last thing I have after you flip the script is practice, you know?
That's
the more
right.
you do that, the more that neural network is going to start firing in the direction and frequency that serves you best. Yeah.
So
what do you think?
Oh, I love it. And I just love hearing you coach me.
Oh.
I love it. I need to hear this. Yes. It's so true. And even though we all, every single one of us out there that's listening to this, and you and me, we know this, we know these things, we know what we're doing, and we know it's not good for us, and we know we could change it. So, but I loved how you did that. Three easy steps right there. Boom. Right. Awareness, flip it, practice. Good job, man.
Oh girl, that's my job. Yo, I love you so much. This is like my favorite thing to do is connect with you and our beautiful audience of light workers. And if this serves you, please let us know, make some comments below in the podcast, or on our, once you, after you've subscribed,
Please subscribe. We need more listeners.
Love to hear your thoughts.
Tell everyone about the show. I feel so weird saying that, but we would love to just, spread the love and reach everyone out there. If you're a light worker or not, come join us and listen to us. And we've got some fabulous topics coming up.
Yes.
Until next week, right?
Yes. Next week, we're going to do the, we're going to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving gratitude, right?
That's right. I was like, what are we doing? It's gratitude. Oh, that's going to be great. That's going to be a
stay tuned for that one. It's going to be a doozy because I can just feel it. Can you feel that? Yeah.
Gratitude. Well, what's going to happen is if you tune in, you're going to feel the vibration. You're going to feel the rise, right? Mm-hmm. Listening to it automatically, because we're going to get into some really fun, loving, feel good stuff. Sending in the gratitude, raise that vibration.
Yeah, I like that. So we're going to end the show with some affirmations for you all.
Yep. Some beautiful I am statements. Just to kind of start getting that, the power of thought, get some momentum in the direction that you want to be in.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
And do this, man.
These are in alignment with kind of how our conversation was today and our gift to you. Let us know how you enjoy it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I am happy.
I am beautiful.
I am strong.
I am healthy.
I am worthy.
I am brave.
I am smart.
I am free.
I am capable.
And I am loved. Good job, Manjeet.
Namaste.
Namaste, everyone. Love you, man.
I love you too.
Okay, bye.